Welcome to Medium Wonders, where mystery meets meaning. I'm Angelica Spark. Today we're exploring déjà vu, that sudden feeling that the present moment has somehow happened before. Is it a memory glitch, a meaningful pause, or something that still resists a single explanation?
And I'm Guy Shepherd, your co-host. Déjà vu can be over in seconds, yet it can leave a powerful emotional trace. Before we reach for either a scientific or spiritual answer, what are people actually describing when they say they have experienced it?
The phrase means already seen. It describes a strong sense that a genuinely new situation is familiar, even while the rational mind knows it should not be. Perhaps you enter a room for the first time and feel you know the angle of the window. Perhaps a friend speaks and you seem to recognize the sentence before it ends. Ordinary déjà vu is common, especially among younger adults. It is usually brief, vague, and impossible to retrieve as a complete memory. That last detail matters, familiarity arrives, but the source remains missing.
That sounds almost like the brain has produced the label familiar without attaching the correct file. Is that close to the leading scientific explanation?
It is a useful way to picture it. Memory is not one perfect recording system. Recognition, recall, perception, and the formation of new memories involve overlapping processes. One theory proposes a brief mismatch. The familiarity system signals that something is known, but conscious recall cannot locate why. Another suggests that a current scene resembles a forgotten experience closely enough to trigger recognition through its layout, light, smell, or emotional tone. Researchers have also considered tiny timing differences in perception and memory processing. These are plausible mechanisms, but there is no single settled explanation for every experience called déjà vu.
If the brain can create the sensation, does that mean the experience has no meaning beyond a neurological flicker?
Not necessarily. A mechanism and a meaning answer different questions. Understanding how a bell rings does not decide what the bell calls you to notice. Spiritual traditions sometimes interpret déjà vu as a soul memory, a past life echo, a sign of alignment, or a moment when possible paths seem to touch. Those ideas are not established facts, and the feeling alone cannot prove them. Yet the experience may still become personally meaningful because of its timing. It can interrupt automatic behavior and bring full attention to a choice, a relationship, or an emotion that was already asking to be seen.
How can someone remain open to that sense of mystery without turning one strange moment into a command from the universe?
Begin by separating recognition from instruction. This feels familiar, describes an experience. Therefore, I must leave my job. Trust this stranger or take this risk, adds a conclusion the experience has not earned. Pause and ask what was actually happening. What did you see or hear? What emotion arrived with the familiarity? Were you tired, stressed, or reminded of an older place? Did the moment reveal hesitation you had already ignored? Let déjà vu sharpen observation. Then make decisions using evidence, consent, practical consequences, and your own considered judgment.
The source article distinguishes an ordinary flash of familiarity from a detailed premonition. Why is that distinction useful?
Most déjà vu is impressionistic. It says, "I know this," but offers few details that can be checked. A claim that you dreamed an exact exchange before it happened is different and is sometimes called déjà rêvé, meaning already dreamed. If an experience seems specific, record it promptly rather than polishing it through repeated retelling. Note the location, exact words, people present, what you expected next, and what actually followed. Memory is creative and changes during recall. A dated note protects both possibilities. It may reveal a genuine pattern or show that the original impression was broader than it later felt.
Could you give us a small practice for the next time that uncanny feeling arrives?
When it is safe, stop for one calm breath. Write four lines. What felt familiar? What was objectively happening? What emotion came with it? And what ordinary action would be wise now? Include the time if it stands out. Perhaps 11:11, but do not assume the clock has issued a prediction. Then close the note and revisit it in a week. Notice whether the meaning still feels steady after the emotional charge has faded. One moment can remain a curious human experience. Repeated moments around the same decision may deserve reflection, but they still do not remove your freedom to choose.
There is also an important health boundary here. When does deja vu belong in a conversation with a medical professional rather than only in a spiritual journal?
Brief, occasional deja vu is generally common and harmless. Seek medical advice if it becomes frequent, unusually long, intense or frightening, or if it appears with blackouts, confusion, lost time, unusual smells, involuntary movements or seizure-like symptoms. Deja vu can sometimes occur with temporal lobe seizure activity, so those accompanying signs should not be explained away as spiritual awakening. This conversation is educational and is not a diagnosis. If symptoms are urgent or someone may be unsafe, contact appropriate emergency or medical services. Curiosity and practical care can stand beside each other.
So we do not have to choose between mocking the mystery and treating it as proof. Deja vu may arise through memory and perception, while still becoming a prompt to notice the present more carefully. Keep the details, test the story, respect health warnings, and let no fleeting sensation overrule evidence or agency. This conversation was adapted from Deja Vu, Explained, Glitch, Memory, or Something Else, at angelicaspark.com. Medium Wonders is openly AI-created and is intended to educate, encourage reflection, and provide positive motivation for your journey through life.